It's the new Camel at 107.9 with Maria and Chad. And Maria,
I remember when I was like a Cub Scout. You earned badges for things. Were you a Brownie or a Girl Scout?
I was a Bluebird.
Today, you would earn your Bluebird Courage badge. And I know that you're a little apprehensive and nervous about what we're about to do, but I'm proud of you for doing it. We were talking earlier in the week about what to do for Father's Day.
Right.
My dad is still alive. My mom is still alive. And your parents have passed on.
Both.
So what we came up with is you wrote a letter to your dad.
I wrote a letter to my dad.
And that was not easy, I'm assuming.
No.
Are you ready to share it with everyone?
You know, when I wrote this last night, I couldn't get through it. So I'm hoping I can get through it now. Letter to my dad. Dear Dad, your tree bloomed again this week. After you died, I planted a tree for you in the backyard, and I tried to get a crabapple tree because you were always kind of crabby, but apparently crabapple trees don't grow in Arizona very well, so I settled for a Texas ebony, and it's a beautiful green tree, but with long thorns, and it actually blooms every Father's Day week, and I like to think that you had something to do with that. You know, it's funny, you were sometimes called the Grouch because you could be a little cranky at times, but I could always see through that. You were always pops to me. And I knew how to work it. I was the youngest. I was the only girl. I was your favorite. And I knew that. And my brothers knew that. And my brothers knew that. You know, from the very beginning, I knew that I was adopted, and Mom always told me that you were the one who wanted a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl. So I told my friends that I was the chosen one because you literally chose me, and I was chosen to belong to a wonderful family. Now, don't get me wrong. I remember we had a few arguments that were doozies, but that was because you taught me to speak my mind. And I'm told now that I don't have a filter. I don't know if that's good or bad. And I wonder if you're proud of me. I was always proud to be your daughter. Love, your Maria.
Wow. Great job. Lots of people want to talk to you. It's the new Camel at 107.9. Good morning.
I'm choked up with you, Maria. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Just beautiful.
And I don't have my mom's on Mother's Day, so that's how I feel on Mother's Day. So, yeah,
it's tough. You know, those holidays come around when your parents are gone and everybody's celebrating, but you kind of have that, you're missing something, huh?
Yeah, there's that piece that's not there, yeah. So that was beautiful that you shared that, Maria. I love it. I'd love you to post that, okay?
Definitely will. Just look for Maria and Chad on Facebook.
Yeah, we follow you on Facebook. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
The Maria and Chad Show, hello.
No, I'm crying on my way to work. Why do you guys got to do that?
It wasn't meant to make you cry.
I guarantee you, Maria, he is incredibly proud of you. No doubt.
Yeah, Maria's still having a hard time here. You okay?
Well done, Maria.
Thank you.
Spoken from the heart. Spoken from the heart. That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. We've got one more call here. Hey, it's Maria and Chad Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just called to tell Maria, as being a father, I think her father would be very proud of her.
Well, thank you.
That was very courageous of what you did, and I think he would be very proud of you. I'm a grumpy old man, too, but...